While CIA operatives use their wits to pry information from suspected terrorists, American soldiers in Afghanistan are maintaining a ground war with al-Qaeda fighters and members of the Taliban. Earlier this month, two American soldiers died in combat in the mountains of Afghanistan. Specialist Chad Fuller of the Army's 10th Mountain Division was buried in his hometown of Potsdam in northern New York this past week. North Country Public Radio David Summerstein reports that Fuller is remembered as a determined and good-natured young man.
In Anthony Vaccaro's classroom at Potsdam High School, a 1997 pennant hangs above a trophy case. That was the year running back Chad Fuller led his football team to a division championship. Vaccaro was Fuller's coach.
The other night I was watching film. You know, he's a short, you know, stocky kid, had great balance. It was just fun to see his feet move.
He was a natural athlete, Vaccaro says, but also a natural people person and a hard-working motivator. Vaccaro sometimes hired him to do odd jobs around his house.
I was trying to put in a garden one year, and there was a rock, and it's still there. Chad's like, oh, I'll move it. I'll move the rock. I said, get out of here. So after about X amount of time trying to just let it go. But, you know, he's a tight kid. I want to get out of here.
Vaccaro's learned things he didn't know about Fuller since his death, like his love for the outdoors, and especially his love of animals. While in high school, Fuller volunteered at the Potsdam Animal Shelter. Nancy Savage is the manager.
He used to come in a lot and walk the dogs and stuff like that, you know, after school and just, you know, mention with him. And every time he came up to the window, he always had a big smile on his face. And he fell in love with one of the dogs that was here and convinced his parents to let him have it.
Fuller's mother, Susan Burnham, chuckles when she remembers the dog. He also brought home cats, even a snake. Burnham sent doggy treats to Afghanistan for a dog her son had adopted there. Burnham didn't want to talk on the radio, nor did Fuller's new wife, Jessica. But Burnham says Fuller died for all of us. Fuller entered the Army after his high school graduation. He was nearing the end of a 4-year tour of duty when the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001 compelled him to stay on. Brad Kirky describes Fuller as his best friend since they were 7.
It upset him to see family suffering the way they did, and that motivated him to reenlist.
Shortly after, Fuller fought in Operation Anaconda in Afghanistan, in an intense battle the military described as the Taliban's last stand. He returned to Afghanistan this summer. He was killed when his patrol came under attack from Taliban snipers. At the funeral, soldiers from the 10th Mountain Division saluted as pallbearers carried the flag-draped casket into the church. The division is based at Fort Drum, New York, just an hour away, and the whole community was hit hard by Fuller's death. Dan Carranza watched from across the street. He has 2 children in the military, one who recently returned from Iraq.
I came because this could be my son. This could very easily be my son or daughter. And my heart goes out to the family and to him. And I hope he rests in peace.
Fuller smiles broadly in a photo on the funeral program's cover. The program is now displayed among the trophies in Anthony Vaccaro's classroom. Vaccaro says Fuller considered him a role model.
And the sad reality is now I got to look up to him. That's not sad in the sense, I mean, I think it's a good thing, but now he's up there and I'm down here and I'll be looking up to him a lot for strength, that's for certain.
Chad Fuller's family had considered a burial in Arlington National Cemetery, but they wanted him home. He was buried with full military honors next to his grandfather. For NPR News, I'm David Summerstein in Northern New York.